Blog Talk Radio.
And when I say put it in the order, we've heard stories that have been twisted, manipulated, and sometimes they come stale and grow old. We're not going to let that happen here. I stand with Chairman Fred, Hampton Jr., his mother, the Panther Club, the Black Panther Club, and the affiliate coalition in the support of the community to say that today, Juneteenth, Wednesday, June 19, 2019, is a change. Is a change. Is a change. Fred Hampton, Sherman Fred Hampton, is his name. He's an icon for America, for the world. We are asking the city of Chicago to recognize saying that a memorial needs to be placed where Chairman Fred's life was taken. We're asking the city of Chicago let me correct myself. We are demanding that a memorial be placed there because it's the right thing that they should do. But not only that, but we are continuing on to the 50th. And you'll hear more information about that. Right now, we are in a time of transition. We are here simply to say again that the struggle that this family has been through will be preserved in time. But if we don't help, if we don't do our part, if we don't uplift and support, then we will lose this valuable history. So we're asking the community to stand with us in the days ahead. We're asking the community to follow. We're asking the community to recognize this dynasty for what it is. These are our struggles. These are our people. This is our legacy. This is our history. Don't let them forget. Don't let them forget. Don't let them forget.
Right on. Right on. Bow to the people. Long live.
Oh, yeah, I'm just keeping it brief myself. I've been standing with Chairman Junior for years, so I'm actually going to myself. And I'm Steve Harden, for those who don't know. I actually grew up in his neighborhood here at the Henry Horn Project, and I understand the struggle, but Fred Hampton Sr. gave the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life for the people. That's why we stand here when it's raining, sleet, or snow. We stand here in unity because it's very important that Fred Hampton Sr. did a memorial over there where he was assassinated. And make no mistake, he was assassinated. Let's not play games with that. Bob Clark was assassinated.
Right on.
We continue to assassinate brothers all the time. And we have to continue to speak up because that's what we do. I'm a different kind of guy. I'm a guy that speaks truth to power. A lot of times I'm not going to say what people like all the time. That's the reason why God made me that way.
Mm-hmm.
Every friend was the same way. That's why we out here standing today. If we don't have to stand with no doubt all the time because the real soldiers know what I'm talking about.
Right on.
Sometimes you stand even by yourself because you believe in what you believe in.
Right on.
Standing on what you believe in makes a world of a difference. Chairman Fred Sr. was in the process of organizing all the brothers in Chicago. I'm not going to use the word street organization. I'm going to just say all the brothers in Chicago. Nobody wants that.
Mm.
Nobody wants to see those 300,000 black men unify
right.
in Chicago. It represents power like you've never seen before. Everybody keeps talking about the killings in Chicago. You're not going to stop no killings to black men unify, period. There's no program that's going to stop killing. Black death is a hustle.
Mm.
Everybody's talking about black death. Making millions of dollars. Chairman Fred fought to keep dope out of our community. Be fed children. You're talking about a legacy that should never, ever be forgotten.
Right on.
That's why I'm standing here today with my brother. Thank you, brother.
We are honored to have the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton right here with us.
we'll close it out. I'm not getting through speaking. Let the record reflect. We're here on Juneteenth. Our position is that we're still not free. Again, we're still not free. We still fight for freedom. We are, politics is like real estate, time and location, everything. Let the record reflect. It's raining out here today. We came out here in the rain. I want to reiterate what our brother T.O. pointed out. Don't trip on the numbers. We say quality outweighs quantity. Yeah. And quality outweighs quantity. Yeah. We are down the street. We are down the street from one of our ground zeros.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about New York. I'm not talking about 1611. I'm talking about 2337 West. We refer to as Chairman Fred Hathaway.
Right.
The site was two of our twin towers, quote unquote, failed. That being 21-year-old Chairman Fred, 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark, who was assassinated December 4th, 1969. We were coming up this year, so it'll be the 50th year. The 50th year after those assassinations. Where did Chairman Fred, where did the Defense Captain Mark Clark, where did they were assassinated, was done in a strategic type of way.
Yeah.
It was done in a way designed to terror to terrify the masses.
Yeah.
It was done in a way to horror to horrify the masses. Yeah. They shook it up for generations to come. It's not by happenstance that brothers and sisters grew up on that block, didn't know who Chairman Fred was. Because really this is a mess of fear. Your children, don't speak about who Chairman Fred was. And we have forgotten. The deal is the state has not forgotten. Again, the state has not forgotten. My brother, I see you pass right on. Respect, right on. Yes, indeed. My brother, right on. Love, respect. I want to say right on in the building. Yes, indeed. Love, respect, brother. No doubt about it. I see you, Pop. Come on, stand with us, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just came back, literally. I'm just getting back from a few hours ago from Haynesville, Louisiana. This is where Chairman Fred Sr. is buried in Haynesville, Louisiana. Yeah, again, if you have forgotten, they have not forgotten. His tombstone is still has put upon annually. Law enforcement shoot his tombstone up every year, annually. We got stuck down in the cemetery all night. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people say we should try to raise money to resurface the tombstone. We say no. It's important. Similarly, the position in regard to MIT, they should let the world see what's going on.
Yeah.
We said no, people should see that. You know what I'm saying? Again, the state still has a disdain. We still can't remember who Chairman Fred is.
Yeah.
In Menard Penitentiary, where Chairman Fred was in 1969, where I was in 1999, they still have both our photographs in the gun tower.
Okay.
If you get called a photograph of Chairman Fred in a prison, they're giving you 6 months added to your sentence. Well, again, y'all, they have not forgotten. We cannot forget. So again, we united, but I know this girl said, because we demand this practice of mourning, everybody else. But again, this should be a common conversation. People should know, they should have not these role models, but these real models. Chairman Fred was a real model. You know what I'm saying? There's no coincidence that people have been misinformed to believe the public school started the free lunch program. There's a Black Panther Party in the first new breakfast program. They put a minimum of 3,500 toys a week. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred is organized the real deal down there for the Rainbow Coalition. We got to look at it. So we got to tie this. We got to tie what happened 50 years ago into our songs, to our poetry, to our conversation.
Yeah.
Again, tied into that pack. We will speak the call. Those two places right there in front of 2337 West Chairman Fred have to wait. Right on?
Right
on, man, Chairman Fred.
Right on.
Again, y'all, we are honored to have the widow, the comrade of Chairman Fred, standing with us also. When the Chicago Police Department came in, power was 99 rounds sat at home. She coming down on her comrade, you know what I'm saying? They had insult to injury. After being taken to jail, locked up, still standing, you know what I'm saying? Still fighting to maintain that legacy. There have been a myriad of reports. Books, you name it. The court of that legacy, General Fred, they're still trying to kill him. And now, they stop it as they go up. The wound is down. Change it. Make sure they beat. So, we're going to fight to maintain this legacy. General Fred will say, we should protect it, respect it, and never neglect it. Protect it, respect it, and never neglect it. We're going to start Chairman Fred, because Chairman Fred takes it on us. Right on. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Real law. Thank everybody that came out here. Y'all talk about the rain, but it is really cold out here. It is really cold, but this Chicago weather turned on you any minute. I want to appreciate the people that are standing out here. The people would be nothing without the people. I want to thank those who have made solidarity statements and who have stood with us through the years and never turned their back on us. It's a few of us here. but it's a lot of us that's not here, but a lot of people would be here. And through the years, we've stood at their site at minimum twice a year at the Chairman Fred Street Party, August 30th, and on December 4th, International Revolutionary Day. At those 2 days, if we don't do nothing else during that year, we're there at 12 noon doing a silent tribute to Chairman Fred and Defense Captain Martin Clark. We have people that come from all over make a solidarity statement. Some people have took it upon themselves to make it a class trip. But as we want you not to keep this as your little personal thing that you knew Chairman Fred or you knew his son or you knew his friend. Some people tell the story that they was in their apartment. I ain't never seen them before. You know? But Chairman Fred belongs to the people. But that don't mean that the people, any and everybody, can define his legacy. We have to understand this is the last generation living of people that were actually there. I was there. I was in the apartment. Our son was born 3 weeks later. This is the, after that, but this legacy will have to be able to stand and will withstand time after our bodies are gone. The legacy here, we have to have the true legacy of who Chairman Fred was, that all kind of efforts to co-opt and water it down and to make him into something that he was. Chairman Fred, first and foremost, was a revolutionary. And don't you ever forget that. And I am so glad on this day, June 19th, this Juneteenth, is a demand to have a plaque put in front of the place where he was assassinated on December 4th, 1969. And what better time than when he was an anniversary? Hey, let's do it. Let everybody know that I'm the dead. People be loving somebody.
I know.
That is the
we want that plaque right there.
and put our channel friends on. I got a letter this morning. The bank stands up moving on LC Corruption. Still fighting to say this, y'all. Still fighting to say this happened, y'all. And we want peace and courses. We know it's been a dream for you. Our people don't read as much as they want to read. We want to conversate with people. So, conversate with people. So, wherever they go, conversate with channel friends back in the party. You have to get it. Oh, again, y'all mentioned earlier, where we had this idea about the spirit up here. And this wasn't no popular discussion. People up there saying, y'all, you crazy for doing this thing. Again, well, who was that site? Y'all don't want to say that they had the thing going over there. This thing was wrong. Again, whichever one you want to do, don't do it. We don't debate about it. We honored it. You have a brother in Honor City, right on, y'all.
I know.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, I was passing by, and I didn't know my crew was going to be here, but I went to see my baby, and I love her, and my son, Fred, Jr. And the movie goes on, brother. Let me tell you something. It's a fight. Fight is a good fight, and we got some fighters. When I see you stand out here in this rain, let me know that you are committed to the struggle. And let me tell you something. Don't cut the lights out on this mirror. I know Fred Jr., these four colors belong to Wallace Davis, and they're not going to take it away. They're going to take it away. But I got to do it for a minute. Then you'll see it on the news. I got it all back. All back. All the four. So you're going to see Wallace and Captain.
Give me that.
kids. The ball says, seven, brother, come on with me, man.
Okay.